www.thebigbeat.com.
Degrees? Oh my goodness. If hell is anything like this, I don't want to go.
So she says, hey everybody, Kate Delaney America tonight, 100 degrees. How many of you are feeling those kind of temperatures? Well, if you're listening to me in California, you're the ones who are feeling the heat right now. A lot of other places are finally starting to cool down. It's interesting because at the tail end of the week, I am going naturally to Los Angeles, so I'll be feeling that 100-degree heat. And I think you're one of two people. You either like the cold weather or you like the hot weather. There's no in-between usually here. As much as we can fudge with other things in our lives, I don't think there's a big gray area here. You're either a hot person, you like the heat, or you like the cold. I like the cold, so 100 degrees isn't great, even though I circumstantially have been living in 100-degree temperatures for the last couple of weeks, so how about that? We understand the heat, don't we? It's the common denominator. It's the thing we talk about on the elevator. The other thing that we're talking about on the elevator is Syria, and we're going to get to that in a second. But if you lived in Connecticut, the worst thing of all happened, you know, I was thinking about this when I took my nieces and nephews to in New Jersey to the boardwalk, because they have all these rides, of course, that you go on. And one of the rides is these swings. They look pretty harmless. You're going around in a circle and you're up there in the air a little bit, but you're on a swing and the metal bar is down. Well, lo and behold, this was a carnival ride in Connecticut that malfunctioned and kids went flying off of those swings. 18, mostly children, were hurt after there was something weird that snapped at the Oyster Festival in Norwalk, Connecticut. Happened on Sunday. It's just that swing ride that I was describing. You know, it's like a swing in a park, but it's high in the air and people go round and round and round. Here's what one of the witnesses said that was like.
I looked to my left and I saw the swing ride. It collapsed. All these people were there. I actually saw someone fall out of the cart.
Yikes. That's not great for a kid to see that. So what happened was they lost power and it caused the kids to fall to the ground. And like I said, this was up in the air. The good news is they didn't have life-threatening injuries, but they had other kinds of injuries. And they had all but one person was released on later into Sunday night, and so that's the good part of that. It's not good to go flying off of a carnival ride. You know, it's like I said, it's like one of those things where you think, yeah, that's harmless. Look at that. You know, let's go on that. That's an easy ride. I'll go on that one. And the company that does these rides, I guess they've been around doing it since 1983, and it's just one of those freak things that happen. Like I said, it's something that you probably don't think about, but you jump on it and then you hear that story and you're like, whoa, because I've done it thinking I'll go on the swing thing and then I'll have to go on a worse ride. Turns out it might not be that safe. All right, Syria, of course, is the big thing that's on everyone's mind. We can all relate to carnivals and who would want to see any kind of a weird accident in your neighboring carnival. But Syria will affect our wallets in the sense that this is going to be paid by the taxpayers, and at the tune of 1.5 million or so for every Tomahawk missile if this goes down. This week is critical for the president, and he's going to try to get the nation to get behind him, realizing that right now it's not in any of the polls. The numbers are so low. It doesn't even matter if you're a Democrat or Republican, a conservative, liberal, whatever you label yourself as, almost everybody's in the same boat and we're rowing in the same direction. Not every single one of us, but a lot of us are. And the idea is, why are we doing this? So the president is going to address the nation on Tuesday to talk about why we are doing it. It's going to happen, it's going to happen on Tuesday night. And I want to hear what the strategy is, because One of the more confusing things as this is being sold to Congress and to all of us is, what is the end result? What is the visible threat to us? What is the end result of what we're doing here? Will this help the people? I mean, are we helping the people of Syria who are afraid of Assad and who are having their lives in peril because of Assad's military, supposedly, right? And that's happening. We know that. We've seen how many people have died, and we've seen the pictures and whatnot. So I think the White House is trying to have a clear message because they realize that what is the indisputable evidence of chemical attacks on the Syrian people, and what does it mean for us? The White House Chief of Staff, Dennis McDonough, was really trying to sell that in all the Sunday shows over the weekend, saying that the question becomes, should there be consequences for this? And, you know, saying that the Iranians are going to watch the answer, the Syrians are, Hezbollah is going to watch it. But you know what? Just because creepy terrorists are watching us doesn't mean we have to react to something. What is it going to do for the people? That's what I want to know. So the Senate's got to vote on Wednesday, and the House probably Wednesday as well, or maybe not. Their vote may be pumped out to the next week. So we might not see anything happen during this week. It might happen in the beginning of next week. Remember, it was August 31st that essentially we were told that the United States is going to respond and should punish the Syrian president. Obama said this, who he thought ordered a chemical attack that killed 1,400 of his own people. But what McDonough is saying is they have irrefutable, beyond a reasonable doubt, evidence that we want to see. So the common, you know, what's the common sense test is what he's saying is he should be held accountable. What do you think? That's right. Should we be policing this? Should we hold the Syrians accountable? Not the Syrians, but Assad for that. And the people killed by the chemical weapons, they say, is hardly anything, the United Nations says, compared to all of the people killed in the two-year war, which is 100,000. And the other part is you have Charlie Rose, who talked to Assad, and that's going to come out tomorrow on his show and on CBS, saying, Charlie Rose says there's not conclusive evidence about who's to blame for the chemical weapons attacks, and that's what Assad is saying, and he's suggesting the rebels were responsible. So I'll be curious as to listen to that interview to hear in his words what he's saying. The Secretary of State, John Kerry, said the evidence speaks for itself. So, you know, people who have seen it are backing this up and saying he clearly has done this. I mean, he clearly has gassed his own people. So the networks, the interviews, there's a couple of interviews that the president's going to do. He's doing 6 network interviews on Monday, 1 with Fox, and then the White House speech on Tuesday is at 9 p.m. Eastern. You can bet we'll have all of that for you. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, of course, you can always do that at 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
I know you're all responding to Syria, as am I, and we're going to have much more coming up this week on America Tonight. I mentioned Charlie Rose. We'll hear what Assad had to say in the course of what the president has to say, reaction to all of that, insider stuff, and everything and anything that we can possibly find in terms of looking at, personally, why I think this is such a bad idea, because you really can't guarantee that ultimately, how is this pushback to Assad? That's the thing. How is this pushback? So anyway, I thought it'd be fun to do a little news you can abuse, like this one, meaning stupid things that sometimes people do. There's a drummer named Brian Cusco has pleaded guilty to smuggling more than 20 pounds of pot. Why? He's a drummer. Yes, he hid the pot in his drum kit. Airport security screeners found the weed when he flew from San Francisco to Honolulu. He was busted in Hawaii when the flight landed and he tried to claim some of the checked luggage. A judge sentenced him to 3 months in federal detention, 3 months of home confinement, and he had to pay a $20,000 fine. Nice try, buddy. Pot in your drum kit. This from Springfield, Missouri. Doug Clark is making an offer to a crook who stole his Nissan Pathfinder. He says he left the engine running, the AC on, because his family's dog, Dugout, the pug, was in the car. He says while he was in a metal recycling, he's in the metal recycling business, and when he was in doing some business, someone drove off with Dugout. Now he's offering the title to the SUV if his pug is returned. A local TV station says this guy is serious about the offer. They just want the kids, the family, they just want the dog back. So just take the car, give me my dog. I don't think the people are going to do that. I don't think they're going to take them up on that. Shockingly, I'm saying sarcastically, gay marriages are now okay in California prisons, but newlyweds can't bunk together. So check this out. The State Department of Corrections has issued a memo saying that the U.S. Supreme Court decision allowing same-sex marriages applies to inmates. But there are some strings attached this time around. No marriages between prisoners will be allowed because of security concerns, and the marriages can only be performed during prison ceremonies. As for the honeymoon, California has allowed same-sex conjugal visits since 2007. How about that? Here we go with the UFO thing. Cops are reporting that some people called in to say a UFO was spotted floating over the Phoenix area. That happened just last week, but they're saying, look, it was a research balloon. It was a 2-ton teardrop-shaped balloon. It was launched from NASA, a NASA contracted facility near Roswell, New Mexico. That would make you suspicious. So the local newspaper in Phoenix, which is the Arizona Republic, said the balloon carried student research projects, including one to collect air samples. And this balloon is pretty cool. It can actually go up to 120,000 feet. And it did that before it landed just west of Phoenix. When you think of leaving your house with your pet that can scare off the bad guys, you usually think of a guard dog, right? Well, I guess there's a guard cat. Rose Taylor in Silverton, Oregon, says her feline warned her of a man trying to break into her house. She said she was awakened by Addie, the cat's growling on Sunday morning. She says that the cat then just flew out of bed. She could see a man's shadow and hear movement. And she thinks Addie heard the noise first. She said she yelled, turned on a light, called 911. She's getting a new lock, needless to say. But the cat helped her out, scared the guy off, apparently. So, you know, how about that? When I lived in, as many of you have probably visited California or Oregon or one of those places, and you've seen sea lions. When I lived in California briefly, when I got out of school, they had a weird sea lion problem in Northern California. You'd go down to the docks and they'd just be everywhere. They'd be sitting on the boat. I've never seen anything like it. And they're giant creatures. So they would just be sunning and they were all over the docks. It was a huge problem. So sea lions now rescued in Oregon and California, what they're trying to do is trying to find them zoos or places where they can go with they keep having this problem, I guess. So two of the sea lions, or actually four sea lions that they rescued in Oregon and California, they took them all the way to a zoo in Brooklyn. I think they have an accent. So they were orphaned. They were stranded off of the Southern California coast. And now there they are. So you got sea lions at the Bronx Zoo. They dumped a couple of them at the Queens Zoo. And now the New Yorkers can go and see the sea lions that they don't normally get to see. Not like you do in California and Oregon. Like I said, every once in a while they pop up and they're camping out sometimes sunning on boats, even though they can be really aggressive and get up on boats and they're huge. I mean, absolutely huge. The, when we talk about pets and whatnot, this was a huge story, at least made big news anyway, and it kind of goes into the news you can abuse thing because it's from Kuwait, though. And this is a story about somebody in a car who lured a runaway lion roaming in a suburb of Kuwait into his car, then called the police for help. So, you know, they're all of a sudden they're having these wild animals that in these wealthy Arab areas like Kuwait and some of these neighborhoods, they decide they're going to have a wild pet. And this is what happened here. So the lion was in the back of the car and then was transferred to the back of the police car from the other guy's car. And it was a young adult lion just completely filled up the back seat. I saw a picture of it. This is radio. So just think of this adorable little scary head, though, and big body in the window of the police car. So the guy in the car sat with a lion, and then thought the lion was becoming dangerous, got really scared, and then that's what happened. That's how they ended up getting the police there as fast as they could. But boy, I think that's scary in the sense that how are people having these lions and whatnot where they're not locked up in, or they're not in some kind of caged area? Why would they? How does that get out? How does a lion like that get out and they don't know that the lion's out, or nobody's paying attention, you know, or whatever it's, whatever it might be. But I think if I saw a lion, I might call 911, but I doubt that I would try to get the cat into my car. In fact, I can assuredly tell you that I would not be reaching to get any kind of a lion into my Honda so that I could call the police and keep him off the street. No, no, no. All right, here's our last one. Voters in one small Colorado town won't decide until next month whether to issue hunting licenses to shoot down drones, but hundreds of marksman types are lining up for permits because they're tired of the drones, and if they're in the local skies, they say it should be fair game. So how about that? It's kind of a whimsical idea, but they're thinking of issuing permits as a way to protest the unmanned aircraft used for commercial or government purposes, because they're seeing a lot of them. The people that live in this one small town just outside of Denver say that it's Old Field is the name of it. They say that they've seen just way too many of them. And it's a town that actually had the world's first rodeo in 1869. So how about that? But they've been inundated with applications for the permits, which are $25 from all over the place. And especially there, they said they were even getting applications from other countries. People that just wanted it. The notion of having they're toying with the idea of a skeet shooting contest using small model airplanes instead of clay targets. And they think they could attract tourists and get some cash into that little town. All because of the idea of trying to shoot down drones to protest the use of drones. Entrepreneurs, you gotta love it. Stay with us. More to come here on ATN.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Of course, we're talking about Syria, and Ryan Morrow is with us now. He is in our virtual green room. We spare no expense. This guy has been around the world and then some. You may recognize his name. We've talked about him before on the show. He is a national security analyst for the ClarionProject.org. They produce films like Obsession, The Third Jihad, and a few others as well. Also, he got massively slammed, apparently, something I just found out a couple of days ago, by the Muslim Brotherhood's official English language Twitter page. Did you know they had one? They sent out a tweet calling him delusional and a scaremonger. Ryan, thanks for spending some time with us here on America Tonight.
Thanks for having me.
So the before we dive into Syria, what was your reaction? Because this was a year ago when the Muslim Brotherhood, you know, came out with that tweet. Did you think, all right, I'm getting under their skin, or what was your reaction to that?
Well, I'd say for about 5 minutes I had no reaction because I couldn't believe it. And then after that, I was like, you know what, this is a very good thing. And I actually had a back and forth with them where I got them to admit to the – basically saying that they could potentially support an attack on the United States. Not only did they insult me, but they actually started debating me via Twitter, which is tough because on Twitter you can only have so many characters.
Yeah, no kidding, huh? All right, speaking of characters, there's a lot of characters in this drama that's playing out in Syria, and there's all kinds of ways to look at this. Certainly, the stakes couldn't be higher on this upcoming Syria vote. The politics of this could blow up in the president's face, as now there's a delay on what would ultimately be the vote that he wanted from Congress for them, for both chambers to take the vote, et cetera, that kind of stuff. But give us the pros and the cons of this whole thing, because this is all we've been talking about on America Tonight is, you know, as Americans, do we want to see a war action here or not? What are the positives of a war with Syria?
Well, war is always a negative thing. But I guess you could say the objectives of it would be to restore American credibility, or preserve it, you could say, because when the president says that there are red lines that the United States will not tolerate being crossed, then those have to be enforced. So that, I would say that that's really the biggest issue here, is that this is about American credibility. And then you also have to hope, of course, that this would make Bashar Assad's regime not use chemical weapons in the future for fear of future retaliation, and that this would make some of the moderate rebels improve the image of the United States in their minds, because a lot of moderate rebels that are opposing Assad, but they themselves are not terrorists, are really disappointed with the United States because they've been asking for American assistance so that they can fight their own war for the past 2 years.
Yeah. As we look at that, and as you said, it's not, positives might not be the right word, but what are the benefits? We look on the flip side of that, and the thing that scares me the most is, me bringing up the Muslim Brotherhood to you, is Islamist rebels and what ultimately the power base could do there and what the shift could be. And don't you think that could even bring more terror into the lives of the people in that area?
Yes, definitely. But unfortunately, I think that more war is inevitable. So I would say our strategy can be summed up as disaster mitigation, where it's inevitably going to get much worse. There's going to be much more bloodshed as the civil war continues. And what we're trying to do is make it less disastrous and hopefully one day be able to turn this around in a way that benefits American interests. And you pointed out really the fundamental problem that we have here, which is that there's no good alternative.
Yes.
Where you have Bashar Assad, who's an ally of Iran, who's a state sponsor of terrorism. He's killed American soldiers in Iraq by supporting terrorism. And then on the other side, you do have a lot of average Syrians, but the majority of the fighters that are really leading the fight and taking over the towns are Al-Qaeda, Muslim Brotherhood, the radical Islamic viewpoints. And those obviously are people that we would rather not have control of any territory anywhere in the world, particularly in Syria. And so a lot of people say, and I understand why, well, let's just let them kill each other if both sides are extreme and hate us. But my argument is that there is a potential third alternative, and that comes in the form of the moderate elements of the Free Syrian Army, and those are the secular rebels that want to have a productive relationship with the United States and also want to beat both Assad and the Islamists, especially Al-Qaeda, and I think that the only option we have is to help build up their ranks.
Yeah, well, that was a question. Building up the ranks, is the third alternative really viable in the middle of this? When you say build up the ranks, we got to really build fast, though, don't we, Ryan?
We do, because we missed the opportunity when the Civil War first began, when several officers defected from the Syrian army and they formed the Free Syrian Army, which are the moderates I'm talking about right now, at least the moderates at the top of the Free Syrian Army. And they said explicitly, they said, if the United States does not give us support, then we will not be able to compete with Al-Qaeda and other extremists because they are getting foreign support, and so we'll be outmatched. And that's exactly what's happened. I do think that there's a possibility still for the moderate rebels to come out on top, and I base that on the fact that we're seeing a lot of members of the Al-Qaeda branch in Syria called Jabhat al-Nusra defecting over to the moderate rebels. You see that they are the most popular on the ground. So I think that there still is an opportunity to crush Al-Qaeda through the Free Syrian Army, but it is late in the game, and it's going to cost a lot, and it's going to be a lot more difficult than it really needs to be.
So at the top of this, I said, for the president, the stakes are really high here since he decided to wait and get congressional approval. However, you know how politics are, and there's kind of a mixed bag out there. What if, both in the House and in the Senate, what if he doesn't get that approval? Wouldn't that be kind of catastrophic for Obama?
It would be a major political defeat, but I do think he's going to get authorization. Already we're seeing some Republicans who appear to, at first, oppose authorizing military action are now switching. John Boehner and Eric Cantor being the most high-profile ones from today. And I think that as more members of Congress have contact with the Free Syrian Army, the moderate rebels, they're going to become more comfortable with the idea of military action. But it has to be limited in scope because we don't want to go in there and overthrow Assad because, like I said, the only alternative right now are the Islamists. And it'll be very chaotic on the ground. There'll be a lot of sectarian ethnic cleansing. 10% of the population is Christians. They're going to be definitely be massacred. And so there's dark days ahead in Syria, no matter what we do. And we just have to make sure we don't make it any worse.
Limited in scope, so do you mean missiles?
Right. Firing cruise missiles where they're outside of Syrian territory so that we're not sending in our soldiers and putting their lives at risk in Syrian airspace. I think that that's an appropriate measure. I do think there has to be some type of military action, but it has to be calibrated very carefully because if it's too much, then, like I said, it can lead to a collapse of the country. But if it's too little, then it looks weak. And then Assad and the regime will say, well, that wasn't too bad. Let's use chemical weapons again.
Speaking of chemical weapons, how vast do you think the cache of chemical weapons is? And for goodness sake, obviously Assad and the army know that we would try to target anywhere that they would have warehouses full or bunkers full of chemical weapons. Don't you think they would be moved by the time we take any action?
Oh, yes. The different sources in the media and sources that I talk to privately have all said that they are moving materials. Some even go so far as to say that they've completed moving their materials in preparation for airstrikes. So this does give Assad plenty of time to move that type of stuff around. But the U.S. appears to have decided not to bomb actual chemical weapons, but instead to focus on the delivery systems. Because even though the explosion itself can incinerate a lot of the chemical weapons, even if you get 90% of that chemical and 10% is dispersed through your explosion, think about what that does to all of the civilians. So it's very difficult to bomb actual chemical weapons. So I think you're looking more at targeting of air bases, fuel storage centers, and things like that. Specifically, especially the unit that is real elite and responsible for the chemical weapons attack. But if they're moving a lot of these weapons all around the country and they could be hiding chemical weapons along with conventional arms stockpiles, we could potentially hit them and not even realize that that's what we're doing.
Do you think, as we talk about this on America Tonight, and here we're talking about it with you, Ryan, when we look at a generation who has seen nothing but pretty much prosperity and grown up in a society where there's lots and lots of opportunity, not that we, you know, that's America, not that we haven't all had a shot at the big dream. But I'm saying people who've come of age maybe in the last couple of decades, is this whole thing lost on them? Because they seem to be like, forget it, why are we doing this? Why are we involved? Or they just seem to not care about it. Do they realize that what really hangs ultimately in the balance for us as Americans? Do you think there's a disconnect there?
There's a huge disconnect. And there's a few reasons for that. Part of it is just general comfort that most Americans, the younger generation especially, feels like this doesn't affect them. But it's also because you have three-minute news segments on the major media, so you don't really get to dive into the topic. Mm-hmm. So most people just hear radicals killing radicals. All right, so then let's let them kill each other and we'll stay out of it. The complexities can't really be articulated in such a quick segment like you're getting in the form of the American media. So part of it's cultural, and then part of it's political, where the younger generation is sharply more libertarian than the ones preceding it, and going along with the libertarian type of thought is the idea that we should just not intervene militarily overseas, that should be the principle of America, and just ignore humanitarian catastrophes because we're inevitably going to make them worse by getting involved.
Yeah, there you go. Well said. Ryan Moore, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight. Love to talk to you again. Don't be a stranger. Thanks.
All right, thank you so much.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another two servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Wilson working from the shotgun, fakes into the line, sets up to the right, once again working the right sideline, and it is going to be a long pass into the end zone, caught for a touchdown by Kearse.
Graham to the right side of the formation, throwing it right flat, Jimmy Graham, and Graham trying to tuck it inside the pylon, has done so for the touchdown. A 7-yard touchdown strike as Jimmy Graham takes the football to the crossbar and spikes it across. His first touchdown grab of the season.
Coming with a blitz. It's done.
Andrew's going to run right up the middle. He gets to the 10. He gets to the 5. Touchdown, Andrew Luck! Andrew on a 19-yard run. His sixth career touchdown first this year. And the Colts take the lead back 20-17.
Tariq Floyd and Everson Griffin inside for the Vikings on third down. It's a screen right. Caught Reggie Bush. He runs untouched to the 30, 40, 50. Heads to the right. He's out sprinting. Chris Cook inside the 20 to the 15 to the 10. Bush dives for the end zone. And it is a touchdown. A 77-yard screen pass touchdown by Reggie Bush. And I think he was untouched.
Snap to Jay Clay, fake the 14. Throwing. Corner out. Left side end zone.
Finally, 7-6 here in the third quarter. Reaction fake. Daniel back to throw. Fires. Wants it deep. Got Hartline. Touchdown. What a great throwing catch.
Second and goal. A yard and a half. 49ers go with a big jumbo package. And the give is to Gore. Frank taking his way right side. Driving in. Touchdown 49ers.
Out of the hold of Malone. The snap. The placement down. And the kick is on the way. It's got the distance. It is good.
Gun. Slot left, back to throw, drops it right, tipped and intercepted, and there goes Brandon Carr, left sideline, and Carr into the end zone, puts it away, touchdown Brandon Carr.
Yeah, that's what Giant fans were feeling after that one. Brad Sham, the great Brad Sham, with a call there from the Cowboys Network. Everybody at the tail end, we're hitting some NFL highlights. You just heard there. Great job by Matt Johnson. Matt, you were probably glued to the tube. You are from Viking land, so you're a Minnesota fan. Do you think Minnesota has a shot to improve off of their first game? There were some decent things that happened.
I was honestly pretty surprised at how poorly we played. It's just like our defense was letting things up all the time, and our quarterback play is just awful. Everyone, you know, is quick to blame the quarterback a lot of times, but in this case, I think it's completely valid. I don't think Christian Ponder is going to be along for the ride for the entire season. I think eventually they're going to turn to Matt Castle because Ponder just looked awful, and he looks like the same quarterback he's been since he started playing for us. And everyone talks about how, you know, he'll improve and he's a pretty smart player and all that, but I just don't think he has it. It's like a Mark Sanchez situation, and I don't think Sanchez is ever going to see the starting lineup for the Jets anymore. Geno Smith, he didn't play great, but he played well enough to get the job done, and you can see like where Geno, there could be an improvement there.
Yeah, where they can nurture him a little bit and he can get a little better. That's interesting about Christian Ponder. You know, there's a great quarterback that you could snap up right now named Tim Tebow.
I don't think that would happen.
Who, by the way, over the weekend, I don't know if you saw this, Matt, or not, but Tim Tebow said he's not going to play any other position. If he's not playing quarterback, forget it.
Dumb. I mean, he could make a career in the NFL doing something else. Maybe it's tight end, fullback. I don't even know what it would be.
Special teams. Yeah. Who cares?
But
yeah,
it's like you're in the NFL then. I also heard that the USA rugby team is trying to get into trial for them. That would expand the global Tebow brand, which I think is another goal of his. And I don't know. I think he's just being incredibly stubborn about it. And the Jaguars, their quarterback is injured. Blaine Gabbert had to have 15 stitches in his hand. If they don't jump on Tebow, then I don't think anybody will.
Yeah, I agree. And the rugby thing, he would make a fortune on that appearance, and rugby would shoot through the roof because people would be watching.
And it's pretty big worldwide, too.
Yes.
Especially like South Africa, Australia, New Zealand. There is a pretty decent rugby following around the world. It's a global game, and you know, you have the Olympics coming up. It's an Olympic sport. There could be some momentum there for Tim Tebow, but he's just stubborn about it.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes it's smart to get in however you can, and then who knows what position you end up being in anyway, so why not try to take a backdoor way? I don't get it either. And certainly there are people that love Tim Tebow. When he speaks, he's a decent speaker. He's motivational. So why not take that to another height? And maybe that's what he ends up doing, but he's really dead set on the I can only be the quarterback thing, or maybe he goes to the Canadian Football League. Other players have done that and then come back to the NFL, like Doug Flutie, Warren Moon. So he ends up there.
Montreal, actually, that controls his rights, and they said that Tebow has turned them down, basically said that he doesn't want to play in the CFL. So I don't really know. Maybe he'll run for a congressional seat or something.
I was just going to say, office, baby, that's what's next. When all else fails and you have a brand, take it to our nation's capital, because who knows what will happen. There's probably a good chance you could end up in office. All right, so it was an interesting week one in the NFL. I'm not done yet because there's two games left. Monday night doubleheader, Philadelphia and Washington. That's in D.C., RG3, Michael Vick for the Eagles, and Houston and San Diego, too. You see how the Texans did last year, and this could be another big year for them. But, hey, you never know with the Chargers, too. So a doubleheader Monday night. Monday night used to be the thing to me. I like Sunday night football because it's sort of replaced Monday night football for me. I don't know why that is. I don't like the call as much on ESPN, maybe.
Well, look at the marquee matchups, too.
That's the one thing.
When they rearranged the whole Sunday night, Monday night deal, NBC totally won out because for one thing, they have Al Michaels, who is fantastic, and Chris Collinsworth is pretty good, too. But their selection of games, they get these premier matchups, and then they also get the why can't I think of the name for it, where they can alter the games throughout the latest schedule.
Where they can change.
So they don't
change.
Get stuck if you, let's say later on down the road, there's another, you know, Lions-Vikings matchup and both teams are below 500. Nobody wants to see that as the, you know, matchup of the night. Then you flex out that game and all of a sudden you'll get, you know, a Packers-Bears game or the Buffalo Bills and New England Patriots if they still have another epic matchup like they did today.
Yeah, absolutely. Quick side note here is I've done some college football recently, and I know people listening across the USA, a lot of you in the nooks and crannies where many of you, where we air America Tonight, where you can hear us, you're huge college football fans. You might not even be into the pros as much. So there's a big shakeup. Certainly in the top 25, Alabama is still number one because they had an off week. They've got the big rematch happening with Texas A&M. That's on Saturday. I think that's going to be a great game to watch. The Texas Longhorns came into the week number 15. They were smashed by BYU 40-21. They had 550 yards of offense. It was incredible, the most ever allowed by Texas. It led the coach to reassign the defensive coordinator, replace him with somebody
else.
Sacked
after two games.
Yeah. Sorry, dude. Boom. Yeah, this is how we roll. And because the boosters, were, they wanted to have Mac Brown's head. 550 yards never happened there before.
They got the
so that they tumbled down in the poll. USC was number 25. They lost 10-7 to Washington State at home. And people are already blaming Lane Kiffin there, but he's been there 4 years, so that's one thing to blame the four-year coach. So there was a couple of crazy things. Michigan beat Notre Dame. I'm not necessarily surprised by that, 41-30, but that jumps up the Wolverines 6 spots. I know there's a lot of people in Michigan listening to us that you've sent me your stuff about the Wolverines, so there you go. They moved up. And the game that I was watching and actually calling as it was going along, Miami is ranked for the first time since November of 2010. They jumped all the way to number 15. They beat Florida. The Gators slipped 6 spots to number 18. They beat Florida 21-16. How about that? And Mississippi moved into the poll for the first time. It's been ranked since the 2009 poll. So, woo, Mississippi. There was some interesting college football. If you have any thoughts on the show, I always invite you to send them to us. Do that by going to americatonight.net and clicking on contact. And just like that, you're in. Let your thoughts flow. If you have a question about who your representatives are and you really are furious over what's happening with this serious stuff and other things as well, just shoot me a note and I can tell you. I don't blame you. Sometimes they switch so much or they all seem the same. I can send you that information as well and tell you how to get a hold of them. But thanks for listening to this edition of America Tonight.
Is hurricane and wildfire season again? Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.